Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Build by Tony Fadell. Fadell, renowned for co-creating the iPod and iPhone, founding Nest, and his influential role at Future Shape, brings his extensive experience to this comprehensive guide. Build is designed as a mentor in a box, aiming to equip readers with crucial business insights that cover a broad spectrum from securing a job to leading as a CEO. This book integrates actionable advice on managing teams, crafting compelling product narratives, and steering successful companies. Fadell offers a valuable resource for anyone lacking direct access to a mentor, but eager to navigate the challenging waters of entrepreneurship. Build is tailor-made for new graduates dreaming of launching their own ventures, CEOs contemplating a fresh start, and creative minds wishing to transform their visions into viable businesses. Tune in to decode the secrets to business mastery as shared by one of Silicon Valley's prominent figures in innovation. Build, an unorthodox guide to making things worth making. Introduction, turning midnight musings into entrepreneurial success. Imagine this, it's the dead of night, and instead of sleeping, you're staring at the ceiling, gripped by fears about your expanding company or that new product launch. The urge to dial up a mentor for guidance tickles your mind, but then reality kicks in. It's midnight, and you're mentorless. Enter Tony Fadell, the mastermind behind the iPod, iPhone, and Nest systems, ready to transform your sleepless anxiety into actionable, successful strategies. Through years of roller coaster experiences in the tech industry, Fadell has packed his insights into a comprehensive manual for budding entrepreneurs and seasoned executives alike. In this summary, we unearth some of Fadell's accumulated wisdom aimed at sculpting careers, products, and business landscapes. You'll discover fascinating behind-the-scenes stories about the tech icons we consider indispensable today, such as who exactly laid the groundwork for the first iPhone. Moreover, we delve into why your product offerings should act more like a painkiller, addressing immediate needs, rather than a vitamin that merely augments. Also highlighted is Fadell's intriguing viewpoint on workplace culture, specifically why conventional perks like massages might not be as beneficial as they seem. This compendium of advice pulls you out of the midnight worry spiral and steers you towards constructively building your career and company. So the next time you're up at night with only your thoughts, remember, Tony Fadell's guidelines could be just what you need to calm your fears and chart a path to success. Part 1. Embrace the hustle of your youth. Lessons from a tech pioneer. Ever puzzled over who actually pioneered technology similar to the iPhone? Hint, it wasn't Apple to start with. Introducing Magic Link, a device from 1994, that boasted touchscreens, emails, apps, games, and even animated emojis, essentially mirroring many features we now attribute to modern smartphones. The brainchild of General Magic, Magic Link was a futuristic marvel that unfortunately didn't resonate with the general public at the time, deemed too advanced and merely a novelty for tech enthusiasts. During his 4-year tenure at General Magic, Tony Fadell was deeply involved with the Magic Link project. Despite its commercial failure, Fadell doesn't view those years as wasted. Instead, he considers them instrumental in honing his passion and skills in technology. His commitment was intense, often dedicating as much as 120 hours per week to his work. While replicating such extreme work hours isn't advisable for everyone, Fadell's story highlights a critical phase, early adulthood, when digging into your interests and working zealously towards your aspirations is most feasible and potentially rewarding. This period is ripe for taking risks and experiencing a breadth of possibilities without the encumbrances of extensive family duties or significant financial burdens. This chapter of life is not just for expending energy, but also for strategic exploration and learning from failures. The lack of substantial risks related to familial or financial responsibilities provides a buffer to rebound and pivot as needed. In Fadell's journey, Each challenge navigated at General Magic laid a stronger foundation for his later groundbreaking work on the iPod and iPhone with Apple. The takeaway? If you discover a driving passion early on, like Fidel did with mobile technology, pursue it relentlessly. Surround yourself with people who share your enthusiasm, friends, mentors, and collaborators. Your early adult years are a golden opportunity to shape a career path that is not only successful, but also fulfilling. Finding and following your passion isn't just about achieving personal milestones. It's about making meaningful contributions to fields that intrigue you. Determine what you want to master, the kind of individuals you want to collaborate with, and start building. It's a time to experiment, make mistakes, learn, and eventually lay the groundwork for lasting impacts in your chosen industry. Part 2: Guiding Without Gripping. The Art of Effective Team Management. Imagine inspecting every single pixel on a screen with a jeweler's loop to ensure perfection. This meticulous attention to detail was a hallmark of Steve Jobs, remembered vividly by Tony Fadell, who observed Jobs scrutinizing user interface graphics down to the smallest element. For Jobs, perfection wasn't just a goal, it was a prerequisite, extending from individual pixels to every word on product packaging. This might sound to some like the epitome of micromanaging, but Tony sees it differently. He interprets Jobs's precision as an essential demonstration of the standards expected from his team, a way to ensure no one settles for anything less than their best. This anecdote underpins a broader lesson in leadership. Steering a team effectively doesn't necessarily mean hovering over every minor task. Instead, it's about setting clear expectations of excellence and then stepping back to let your team excel. Transitioning from an individual contributor to a manager changes your role fundamentally. Your task shifts from doing to enabling. Your primary job is to help others excel at yours. If you find yourself continuously wrapped up in tasks you used to do, it might signal a need to reassess your managerial approach. So, how can you maintain your focus on managing rather than doing? Start by shifting your focus from the methods to the outcomes. For instance, if the goal is to create an outstanding product, concentrate on defining what that entails: high-quality design, effective marketing, robust sales strategies, and ensure you have competent people managing these areas. The key to this strategy is trust. Assign responsibilities and let your team members take ownership. Regular check-ins during team meetings allow you to gauge progress towards critical milestones and make adjustments as needed. These sessions are also an opportune time to address potential concerns and brainstorm improvements, ensuring that the direction remains aligned with the overarching objectives. Furthermore, keeping detailed notes on both milestones and concerns not only helps you track progress, but also demonstrates to your team that you value their contributions and are actively engaged in their success. Adding a section for new ideas can also foster a creative and forward-thinking environment, encouraging innovation and job satisfaction. By adopting such strategies, you ensure that management isn't about controlling every small detail, but about inspiring and guiding teams toward shared successes, much like conducting an orchestra to produce harmonious symphonies, where each musician plays a part, guided by the shared vision of the conductor. Part 3: Championing Your Product, the Pivotal Role of Why. Back in 2007, Steve Jobs took the stage and delivered a presentation that has since become legendary, forever changing the tech landscape. He described the iPhone as a blend of three devices: a widescreen iPod, a mobile phone, and an internet communications device. While this triad grabbed headlines, the real magic lay in what Jobs articulated next. Addressing the audience, Jobs highlighted the shortcomings of existing smartphones, emphasizing their complexity and inefficiency. He pointed out the common frustrations users faced, setting the stage for introducing the iPhone not just as a new gadget, but as a solution to a pervasive problem. This strategic move, as Tony distills from Jobs's approach, is known as planting the virus of doubt. This tactic involves reminding your audience of a prevalent annoyance or inefficiency in their lives, thereby fostering a desire for a better alternative. A segue neatly leading to your product as the remedy. But the essence of this approach goes beyond mere marketing. It's fundamentally about powerful storytelling. Having a state-of-the-art product is only part of the equation. If you're not articulating why your product matters more compellingly than your competitors, you risk falling behind. At the core of effective advocacy for your product is a robust and resonant why. Your messaging must convincingly outline why your product exists, the specific problems it solves, and why it should matter to your audience. This why should be compelling, addressing a real need that is as tangible and urgent as the need for a painkiller, essential and immediate, rather than a vitamin which is beneficial but not indispensable. Further, your product concept should be something you cannot stop thinking about. If it doesn't stick in your mind like a persistent itch, it might not be as impactful as you think. Consider Tony's journey with the smart thermostat leading to the creation of Nest, a concept that took a decade to evolve from idea to execution. Throughout this time, the idea was inescapable for him, indicating its potential as a significant innovation. To evaluate the potential of your product idea, observe whether it clings to your conscience, much like a stubborn pain that demands relief. Over time, fleeting ideas will fade, but those that linger are likely the ones worth pursuing. These are the ideas that address genuine needs, present a compelling reason for their existence, and are ultimately hard to let go of. Prioritize these as they are not just products but solutions awaiting manifestation. Part 4. The strategic art of building a diverse and dynamic team. Consider Isabel Gwinnett, who started her journey at Nest as an eager 22-year-old right out of college. She was among the first to join forces with Tony and his co-founder, tasked with unraveling the intricacies of thermostats, a field neither she nor Tony were familiar with. Yet, her youth and curiosity were invaluable. She dove into the challenge, quickly learned the ropes, and evolved into a project manager critical to the product's development. Isabel's story underscores an essential hiring philosophy: the power of a multi-generational workforce. The idea is to blend the wisdom of seasoned professionals with the fresh, unbridled enthusiasm of younger talent. This mix not only enriches your team's dynamic, but also mirrors a broader range of customer perspectives, enhancing the company's capacity to innovate and adapt. When the time comes to expand your team, think beyond conventional demographics. Embrace a spectrum of ages, backgrounds, and identities. Younger hires, like Isabel, may require initial training, but consider this an investment in your company's future agility and creativity. Equally crucial is refining your hiring process to eliminate ineffective traditional practices that can obscure the best candidates. Ensure your hiring panels are as diverse as the candidates you seek. For instance, include an engineer in the interviews for an app designer to provide insight on practical implementation challenges. At Nest, the hiring philosophy was grounded in a simple yet profound rule: the no-jerks policy. This straightforward directive meant that regardless of a candidate's on-paper perfection, traits like arrogance or dismissiveness were deal-breakers. Keeping your team jerk-free promotes a healthier, more collaborative workplace. To accurately assess potential hires, consider their responses to challenges. Ask why they left their last job or how they dealt with difficult situations. Pushing for these insights during interviews helps gauge a candidate's problem-solving skills and emotional intelligence. Moreover, simulate real-life problems during the interview process. Engage candidates in solving actual issues your team is facing. This is not just about their technical skills, but also about seeing their thought processes, their creativity, and their ability to collaborate effectively. Remember, when you hire, you're not just filling a position for today. You're potentially equipping your team to tackle unforeseen challenges. You're looking for people who can grow with your company, evolve with its needs, and drive it forward. So, invest in building a team that's as dynamic and diverse as the future you aim to create. Part 5. Leading from the top. The indispensable role of a CEO in driving excellence. You've ascended to the peak of the corporate hierarchy and earned the title of CEO. This role isn't just about overseeing operations and maintaining board relations. It's about embodying the drive and determination that define your company's ethos. Transitioning into the CEO seat brings a realization. The breadth of your responsibilities now spans every crevice of the company. From customer support to product development, your involvement and concern set the tone for the entire organization. For instance, Tony Fadell, during his tenure at Nest, delved deep into customer support articles. He understood that these interactions were often a customer's last resort, a breakpoint that could pivot to satisfaction if handled with care. By studying these resources, Tony ensured that even these critical touchpoints reflected the company's commitment to excellence. A key part of your role as CEO is to foster an environment where mediocrity finds no shelter. This requires a meticulous eye and a willingness to push boundaries, not just in product development or marketing, but in every aspect of the business. The danger of complacency is real, and without vigilant leadership, subpar standards can quickly become normalized. In today's corporate culture, there's a growing trend towards pampering employees with an array of lavish perks. While well-intentioned, this approach can inadvertently set expectations that these comforts are entitlements rather than privileges, potentially leading to a diminished sense of their value. Consider Apple's approach of offering discounts rather than free products, reinforcing the notion that value derives from investment, whether monetary or effort-based. As you navigate your CEO journey, it's essential to critically evaluate which elements truly contribute to the company's growth and which might be superfluous. The perks, while attractive, should not overshadow the core mission of the company. They should be just that, perks, light enhancements rather than foundations. Steer clear of creating a culture of dependency on company-provided comforts. Instead, invest in what genuinely moves the needle: product innovation, market expansion, and sustainable business models. The ultimate goal is to secure the company's longevity and continue providing employment and innovation. Your leadership style as a CEO shouldn't be about coddling, but about challenging your team to reach their highest potential. Drive your company forward with a vision that demands excellence, and watch as that ethos permeates every facet of your organization, from the smallest customer support detail to the grandest product launch. Remember, the mission is the cake. Everything else is just icing. Final summary. Whether you're just embarking on your career journey or steering a company as its CEO, the path to success is paved with dedication, strategic acumen, and a relentless pursuit of excellence. For those in the early stages of their careers, the most valuable strategy is to immerse yourself fully in environments where learning is continual, and every task is an opportunity to grow. Seek roles that fuel your passion and allow you to invest deeply in your field of interest. This approach not only builds expertise rapidly, but also sets a solid foundation for future ventures. Moving up the ladder to a management position shifts the focus slightly. Here, the challenge lies in crafting an environment where your team can thrive and deliver on the goals you've set. This requires a delicate balance, providing guidance and inspiration without micromanaging. A manager's success is measured not by personal output, but by the achievements of their team, reflecting the manager's ability to lead effectively and cultivate talent. At the zenith of this journey is the CEO role, where the responsibilities are as broad as they are deep. A CEO must embody the company's core values and vision, ensuring that every segment of the organization aligns with these principles. The task is to not only safeguard the present, but also boldly navigate the future, fostering a culture where innovation is encouraged and mediocrity is non-existent. It's about making everyone within the company feel integral to its mission, thereby driving collective and sustained effort towards shared successes. Across these varied roles, the common thread is the commitment to not just meet, but exceed expectations, continually pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Regardless of where you stand on the career spectrum, embracing these principles ensures that your contributions will leave a lasting impact, driving both personal and organizational advancements. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.